This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, good evening, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Praying that you guys don't see the roots too soon. It's going to be a long, long month in my neck of the woods. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we kind of have a 30-day shutdown. I think we're on day now. I think we have 28.5 days left. I tell you, we're counting the days. There's been a lot of myths out there. There's been a lot of rumors. There's a lot of people out there that are scared. And, again, I want to kind of be the voice of calm. Not that my voice is very calming. You know, I'm like, hey! I know I'm not a very calming voice, but hopefully my content is more calming than a lot of the stuff you guys are seeing online. Like, millions of people can die from this, and, you know, this is worse than Spanish flu, and we don't know if it's worse than Spanish flu, and yeah, people can die, but, I mean, there's a better way to kind of approach that. I mean, you know, let's talk about some positivity. They say China... I mean, this is what China says, okay, whether you believe it or not, but, you know, they say that they are starting to stave off cases. They're at about 80,928 cases, but it does appear to be slowing down, you know. Where are we now in terms of America? Let me just update you guys before we take your questions. I got a lot of them here, a lot of your questions. 230,000 worldwide cases. We have 9,300 deaths. 9,388 deaths so far. The number of cases, again, expect to rise. Don't be freaking out about the number of cases because, again, we're testing. So if, you know, your Uncle Bob was sniffing and coughing, you know, 3 weeks ago, and we didn't have the test kits there, that could have been a coronavirus. That might not have been. But now, you know, people in high-risk groups are getting tested, so we're going to have the numbers. The numbers thus far in America, the United States, is 10,781 total cases. The death rate has risen to 160. Now, are they all coronavirus-related deaths? Are they maybe heart attacks associated with coronavirus? Is it pneumonia? Is it the respiratory failure? We aren't getting descriptive diagnoses on what caused their death, but we do know that the majority of them did have medical issues, which we're going to also talk about. So death rate is still climbing, not as quickly as a lot of people are telling us. Thank God, still a deadly virus. So we are not going to minimize how serious this is, but we also do need to cause a lot of panic. So let's answer some of your questions that some of you guys have. One of you had asked, and I won't mention names unless you guys want me to. Actually, some of you guys are on Facebook now. So if you guys ask questions, okay, good. All right, if you guys ask questions, you can do it also on Facebook Live. I just need my glasses. I look more serious. I should do a show like this. Like, I'm Dr. Wax. I should use an accent. I think if I use an accent, people think I'm a lot more intelligent if I use an accent. But just think about it. Right now, I just want to be me. Okay, people want to know about school closures. There's rumors that in certain neck of the woods, school's just going to be out for the rest of the year. I know in California and some of the other cities, they've decided to do that. In our neck of the woods, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we're right now having, I think, like a 30-day hiatus of school. Personally, I am not going to be surprised if there is going to be just school closures for the rest of the semester. And the reason why is even if we do get a grip of coronavirus and we, you know, slow down spread in certain areas, you're going to have a lot of reluctance of parents sending their kids to school. Remember, you know, once you isolate for a month, yeah, you're going to want to get out there, but then people are going to have this fear of, well, wait a second, what is out there? You know, and I think, you know, going from 0 to 90, I know I keep saying that, and I apologize, you car peeps, because I know you're like, why does she keep 0 to 90? So now, like, 0 to 150. Okay, well, the cars in my, when I was younger, only went 0 to 90 pretty fast, okay? I do have one car, though, that goes, I think, 0 to 150 pretty good. Yeah, so we'll talk about that another time. But I like driving that one. So I see a reluctance of parents having their kids go back to school. Just like there is going to be a reluctance for the first few weeks after any shutdown for people to just go back out there. And even the city folk may have like a graduated transitional return to normalcy because they don't want people getting reinfected. So at that point, if we're already in April, May, don't be surprised if schools just get closed. I can't speak for my neck of the woods. I can't speak for everybody's neck of the woods. But when you see a governor, you know, like Newsom, say school's going to be out for the rest of the year, I'm not going to, you know, call, hit the overreaction button on that one because, if you're not going to get the kids to come to school, then you might as well, you know, continue your online courses. Yeah, I told my son that he better be, you know, like wearing some clothes, you know, I mean, when he's doing his online classes, you know, one of my sons, he's doing online, you know, I saw him running around in his boxers and, you know, his shirt off, you know, and I'm like, don't you have school right now? He's like, yeah, it's online. I go, you're wearing that? Can't they see you? So can you imagine a principal sent an email, please wear clothes, right? While you're doing the online courses. I think there's some schools that want you to videotape yourself doing your online schoolwork. So that's a whole nother thing. Okay, ibuprofen. I keep getting asked about ibuprofen. Thank you. Ibuprofen, people are saying, well, you got to avoid ibuprofen because you could be more at risk for coronavirus. We don't have evidence to that yet. What's been going on as it relates to nasal steroids, as it relates to allergy medication, and yes, we're in allergy season, another thing to pile on top of this plate of poop, is that if you take a medication that could possibly affect your immune status, that can make you more prone to coronavirus, okay? However, any one of us that have had menstrual cramps, okay, any one of us that has had a migraine, I think you are more at risk when you're in pain and not sleeping than what a single ibuprofen could do. So when you guys hear that you need to avoid certain medications, wait. What's going to happen is there's going to be a barrage of these theories that are going to just flood the media. And the reason why is there's not a lot of content right now. Right now it's all about coronavirus. No one's really talking about the election. I mean, not that I want that to happen, okay? You know, let sleeping dogs lie on that one. But there's not a lot of other news stories. So what's happening is in the media, as soon as they get something that they think people need to hear, they're going to put it out there. But there needs to be a lot of fact-checking. Okay, don't go away. We're taking your calls, your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is crazy. Our life has been turned upside down the last couple weeks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's get to your questions and calls on the answer line. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, okay. No worries. All right, and we're having some computer issues. We're opening up the phone lines. When it comes to I'm really getting frustrated by what I'm seeing in the media. I'm going to talk to you guys about real numbers. I'm going to talk to you guys about, predictions. I know there was a discussion on, I was on the Larry O'Connor show yesterday, and they were discussing, models and how you know, they're predicting this could go on for 18 months, or the models could show hundreds of thousands of deaths or whatever. You know, there's no way to predict, because again, as far as I'm concerned, I think people are pulling that out of their retroperitoneum, because we've never had this before. This is kind of new. This, you know, nobody can say we've had coronavirus. Nobody can say we, you know, dealt with a pandemic like this. You can't relate this to the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu was 1918, okay? You can't, it's like night and day. We have much different infrastructure now. We have, you know, we have disinfectants that we might not have had back then. We've had, we have, you know, ways to quarantine. We have, you know, means to, you know, we have better hospitals. We have ventilators, et cetera. And so, you know, the reason why the Spanish flu you're going to see is, you know, being brought up over and over and over again in the news is because they want to remind us that hundreds of thousands of people could die from a viral infection. I think 655,000 Americans died of the Spanish flu that we know of. All right. But the problem is again, we're talking about a century later. We're talking about a different virus. We're talking about a different family of viruses. So, you know, we have to be careful with the numbers. The, you know, Italy, it seems to be watched a lot more closely than China from our perspective, because we're a few, I think we're about a week, week and a half away from where Italy was. And Italy kind of jumped to 35,000 cases, 2,900 total deaths. That's kind of frightening. All right, they're almost half of where China is at, and Italy doesn't have the population of China. So yeah, it's a you know, virus that's very, very highly transmissible, very virulent, can be deadly. But you know, let's kind of put things into perspective. You know, as we see the number of deaths rise, you know, I bet there are more in terms of car accidents. There are more in terms of other flu-related illnesses or heart issues, et cetera. And, you know, my problem is, can we kind of, you know, put things into perspective and realize that we're going to do more harm than good when we have this response to one illness, and we're putting other illnesses, we're taking other illnesses out of the spotlight, ignoring them, and those are the ones that are, unfortunately, the ones that kill more than coronavirus. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How are we doing, Daniel? All right, let's go.
Dr. Dolly just heard on the radio recently that a quarter cup of bleach to a gallon of water made a good disinfectant. Is this correct? My name is Dave from New Orleans. Thank you very much.
Oh, New Orleans is awesome. Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Yes. Okay. Very interesting that you're bringing up disinfectants. And you know what? I should have had this in my article on do-it-yourself stuff if you can't find Lysol or chlorine. Okay. OSHA. Okay, hold on one second. Some of you guys are calling. Guys, don't call my cell phone. Call the answer line, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. You do not want to call my cell phone. Not sure how my cell phone number got out there, but 1-877-362-3254. OSHA had written something, and a lot of people have kind of followed suit, that if you do have to do a certain sort of decontamination, you can use a fourth cup of bleach per gallon of water. But so here's where I think it originally came from. We had a lot of flooding, and I see your calls coming in. We will get your calls. Daniel's on the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we were dealing with floodwaters that could be contaminated with sewage and all that other stuff, you know, you still need to disinfect. And so they talked about, you know, washing your hands with soap and water, rinse completely, you know. But if you only have contaminated water, you can mix a quarter cup bleach per gallon of water to try to decontaminate it. There's a lot of different sites out there on how to use bleach and how to dilute it such that it's safe, because you got to be careful with the way you dilute it, because it could penetrate the skin, things like that. But there are items that need to be disinfected, and absolutely we will dilute bleach with that. And so yeah, OSHA had recommended that for contaminated water, but you know, for quarter cup bleach or a gallon of water, whether that will be enough for coronavirus. I can't say, but yeah, you aren't far off in terms of being able to use that. Just please, for the love of the Lord, don't drink it. Make sure your kids know not to touch it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. Oh, all right. Well, we lost the next caller. Okay. Keep calling back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Another caller wants to know about colloidal silver. Again, colloidal silver, guys, trust me, I think silver can have amazing potential with pathogens. Unfortunately, we still don't have any information out on that yet, in terms of what it could do with coronavirus. So you aren't going to be hearing me tell you to go and get silver or colloidal silver, or, you know, wear, you know, a silver wedding band, or wear, you know, I can't do that yet because we just don't have the information. Okay. Martha wants to know about pediatric coronavirus cases. I don't have the numbers, but there are some. From what I understand, I think it's still like less than a percent, you know, of the cases, especially the critical cases, being a pediatric cases. However, we are hearing of young kids being infected by it. It's usually mild, right? But kids can still, unfortunately, be affected by it. Where our concern is in the medical community is the child could be a Trojan horse for the virus. So your kid could be playing, not have any symptoms, or just have some sniffles and coughs and sneezes, etc. And then, unfortunately, here you are, who could be a little immunosuppressed. You could have some diabetes. You could have some heart disease. You could have some asthma. And now you get sick. You know, so with kids, we don't want kids at all in the line of any infectious disease, but we especially have to keep kids away from this if we don't want them to be a vehicle for it to us grown-ups. So school closures, going back to the school closure discussion, do not be surprised if there is going to be a push for just school closures the end of the year, because adults are going to be saying, look, we just don't need, you know, kids coming home and giving it to us. And I know there's a lot of you out there, you know, you were calling telemedicine last night asking for Valium because the kids driving you crazy. We are going to, in the next segment, talk about stir crazy, how to deal with the stir craziness. But you got your kids, enjoy it. All I could say is enjoy it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. So there's been a picture going around the internet showing the Venice waterways looking pretty clear. And so an unintended consequence of these lockdowns we're hearing is air pollution is going down. Air pollution, water seems to be cleaner, air quality. Marshall Burke, an assistant professor at Stanford's Department of Earth System Science, said the better air quality could have saved between 50,000 and 75,000 people from dying prematurely. They say the reductions in air pollution in China caused by this economic disruption likely saved 20 times more lives in China than have currently been lost due to the infection with the virus in that country. So, as you know, air pollution and premature deaths have been pretty well established. 30-year analysis of 652 cities in 24 countries and regions across six continents found that increases in air pollution were likely to increase related death. So they're finding that, you know, as people are staying indoors and not, you know, being, throwing things and into the water. Is it the sin or the sign in France? You know, it looks usually kind of brown. I hear it's starting to change color. So that's kind of interesting. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Taking your calls, your questions. 1-877-362-3254.
Would you like like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is ramping up efforts to find coronavirus treatments and a vaccine.
We slash red tape to develop vaccines and therapies as fast as it can possibly be done, long before anybody else was even thinking about doing this.
During a White House briefing, the president also says he's directed the FDA to remove outdated barriers to clear a path for safe and effective treatments and therapies. During that same press briefing, Surgeon General Jerome Adams has a message for everyone: donate blood.
Social distancing does not have to mean social disengagement. So give blood today. You'll feel good about it, and you'll be helping your country and your community during this crisis.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a four-part plan to help the U.S. economy during the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, people are scared of the virus, right? But people, from what I'm hearing, seem to be more scared about losing their house, right? You know, losing their power, not being able to make income. And there has been a lot of discussion on, holding off on evictions, which is something that we need to see in writing as soon as possible so people can sleep, better. We are hearing that many companies out there will forego, cancellations and late fees and things like that. Okay? Waiving late charges, those kinds of things. So it will depend on, unfortunately, the government, because you know, the money trickles up. Okay? So there has to be somebody that is, you know, somebody owes money to somebody else. And so you are hearing that some very, very phenomenal and landlords, very unselfish landlords out there are saying, guys, you know, don't worry about paying rent this month. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. You know, thank you. However, how long can that last? And if they're going to be losing the apartment complex or the house that you're living in, eventually somebody gets evicted. You know, one thing that nobody really talked about a lot during the recession is how many people would come home, but they were paying their rent only to find an eviction notice. And they were like, but I was paying my rent. Well, what ended up happening was they were paying rent to a landlord who wasn't paying the bank. So, it's a very, very scary time. So there's been obviously, you know, certain rumors floating that there's going to be something in the works. What we're hearing from the government, which kind of is where we need most of this coming from, is Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that Americans will get money, but probably in the next 3 weeks. Okay, so it's not going to happen tomorrow. The checks are going to be $1,000 a person, $500 per child. So for a family of four, that's going to be a $3,000 payment. Congress has to pass it. As soon as Congress passes it, they say they'll get it out in 3 weeks. Now, one of you had called in. Oh, you know what? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had called and said, would these checks take the same time as the testing kits? The testing kits take. That, unfortunately, I can't say. I hope not. But as we get more information on that, we will tell you. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Daniel calling from Oregon. Daniel, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I would just call to say that, you know, one of the things we can do is just to stay calm and look at what's going on. As volunteer services, I just got off the phone with putting my name on some lists to do some delivery support services for senior meals on wheels, churches, businesses, whatever. And by doing that, you know, I kind of would feel my immune system just getting stronger. And there's studies have shown that when you give of your time, money, et cetera, your immune system, it actually goes up and increases. And so staying, you know, immune, healthy and all that, and you feel better. And it feels good, too. That's another benefit.
Yes.
So I thought I would say there's a blood drive coming up. I'm going to try to get on that list, too.
Fantastic.
You know, that's another thing, giving blood. And that always is good. And it's good for you, too.
Absolutely. Daniel, what part of Oregon you calling from?
Up in Northeast Oregon, kind of small town Oregon up in here, this part near
good.
Washington.
Have they done any shutdowns or lockdowns yet?
Well, the governor has issued state orders. So basically schools through the end of April as of now. And so, again, that's restaurants or kind of to bars and restaurants or whatever for deliveries. But for the most part, it's not too extreme. It's, you know, people, and I see even people in the streets of New York, people out there with their cameras saying they're not even, you know, running around, you know, like crazy. So it's just, we all just need to pull together, use our common sense, and, you know, it's a good time now we can show leadership to each other and our kids and everything about, hey, now this is what we do, and we step out and we give and we see what we can do, and it feels great, too. Try it.
Amen. So true, hey, Daniel.
Thank you.
Bless you, man. Bless you. Thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, we have a lot of homeless populations. We have a lot of seniors that are scared and they are stuck. There's not a lot that they can do. And so for those of us who can, and if we are in cities, that will kind of allow us to be a little bit more fluid with our movements, you know, doing something like Daniel said, you know, helping deliver food to them, pick up their groceries or prescriptions or things like that, would be a godsend. And then, of course, donating blood. You know, from what I understand, the blood banks are open and they allow huge distances between the draw stations. So, I know people are kind of considered or are scared about going out there and, you know, but, you know, there are, you know, abilities for you to help going to these blood centers to donate blood because we still need blood. We still have other illnesses out there besides coronavirus. We still have cancer. We still have anemia. We still have car accidents, you know? So, thank you, Daniel. I'm sure there's many more of you out there. God bless you. Okay. So, coming back to the checks, Steve Mnuchin told Fox Business Network that the administration is proposing $1,000 per person, $500 per child. Then, another round of checks would come out probably a few weeks later. He says here, 6 weeks later, if the president still has a national emergency, we'll deliver another $3,000. Now, is $3,000 enough for most people to pay their bills? No, but it's better than nothing. I mean, we'll take it. Mnuchin has been in negotiations with congressional leadership right now on this third bailout package after President Donald Trump signed into law a measure that would provide paid sick leave and free testing for those affected by the virus. They say everybody realizes there's going to be a massive support for this economy on both sides of the aisle. He added he's pushing Congress to have the legislation passed early next week. The House is not in session this week, but scheduled to return to Washington, D.C. next week. They said we told the House and the Senate we need to get legislation done quickly. This needs to be done by the beginning of next week. And I think once you see more and more money coming into the economy, Americans are going to feel a lot better and they're going to understand that this is a virus. We're going to get through this. This is not the financial crisis that will go on for years. Can I just say something? It is going to have to take and we'll get your calls, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. It is going to take a concerted effort to bring down the hysteria that happened with this. You know, I understand why we had to shut and do closures. I get that. People are dying, you know, and we have how many deaths so far in America? I think we're up to 160. That's 160 too many. We shouldn't have had, unfortunately, any deaths. But unfortunately, 161, we went up another one. You know, I mean, unfortunately, we have a lot of things out there that kill more. So, you know, in the last few months that we've been dealing with this outbreak, we lost 161 people. That's horrible. And, you know, thank God we've started to put measures in to control this. But, you know, people have asked, are we going to stop driving to avoid traffic deaths? Are we going to, you know, lock down every time there's flu? So, you know, we have to find a fine balance between living and still, you know, having our lives, you know, be and avoiding a deadly outbreak. So, you know, there has to be a fine line. And so, you know, money coming from the government is a huge help. And, you know, but as you keep on hearing, you know, these media outlets saying, oh, yeah, millions of us can die. Okay, that's not what we need to hear. Yes, pandemics can kill in the millions. We see that with flu every year. All right. I mean, we're not stupid. But you don't need to, you know, bring up the hype when we have businesses that want to get back to business. We have people that want to get back to their lives. And we don't want people, you know, standing in lines in grocery stores giving this to each other because they're in this panic from what they hear in the news. 1-877-DOCDALI.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your questions, your comments, your calls on coronavirus. We have Jeff calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on, man?
I was just hearing on a program before you that they've got a cure for it.
Can you expand? Do you know, did they talk, was it like an antiviral drug or a previously used antibiotic?
It was a previously used drug, hydroxychloroquine.
Okay, okay.
I guess it was used for malaria?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they were saying on there that they tried it on 40 people that was positive for the coronavirus. And in 6 days, all 40 were 100% cured.
Yes, yes. In fact, Trump is already asking the FDA to start kind of reviewing that. I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because they have been looking at HIV medications. They've been looking at antibiotics, not the typical antibiotics that we use, like Z-Pax, but some of the more rare antibiotics. And they're looking at malaria drugs. And this hydroxychloroquine, they have found some success in. The only thing is I guess we need the FDA to give us that approval that it could be used for this. And, you know, right now, doctors are throwing anything they have in their medicine bag. We just can't yet call it a cure, but we definitely have some promising information out of it.
Right. And wouldn't that be a drug that, like, all drugstores and everything already have in it already?
That have to kind of mass produce it, you know, because, I mean, we use Plaquenil for arthritis and other things. It's not a very commonly used drug because we don't have that much of the population. And we have to make sure the majority of our drugs aren't being produced in China. But if we have factories that could do that out of China, that could mass produce it, and we don't have, you know, the side effects that sometimes it could have. Plaquenil is a brand name for those of you guys going, oh, yeah, I'm on Plaquenil. A lot of you guys with arthritis are using it. And we also use it for, like I said, malaria prevention. But, yeah, the hydroxychloroquine could be a fantastic adjunct to this. I've been very cautious about bringing up some of these medications because, you know, there's been a lot of hysteria. And I don't want somebody, you know, robbing somebody with HIV to try to take their medications because there's been some reports of HIV medications being able to fight this virus. So, you know, we have to be very, very cautious because people are in panic mode and we don't want them to hoard, you know, yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering if, you know, I'll get a little more information on it. As
absolutely,
all.
Absolutely. Yeah, so right now Trump is asking the FDA to look into it. So it's definitely promising. So hopefully we're going to be turning a corner soon. Thank you, Jeff, for calling in. We appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So basically, hydroxychloroquine sold under Plaquenil, they found in, it was like a March 9th study, I think we might have talked about this a couple weeks ago, where it was published in Clinical Infectious Diseases. I was able to pull it up. I have the article here. And there was effectiveness in killing coronavirus. So the study author said, we predict that the drug has a good potential to combat the disease. All right? So French physician researchers have started a clinical, I guess, trial using the drug. Apparently, it's been around since the 50s, okay? It is not a brand-new, spanking fancy drug. I mean, this is something that's been around since the 50s. And so right now, they are trying to do trials to see if we could use this for COVID-19. It's a small trial. I guess they used 36 patients, treating 20 individuals and 16 infected controls, okay? The treated group was giving 600 milligrams of Plaquenil each day. The researchers found that 50% of the treated group turned from positive to negative for the virus by the third day. And by day six, that figure was up to 70%. Of the 20 test patients, six who were treated with both Plaquenil and, get this, Zithromax, Z-Pak, showed impressive results. So the combination of the two could work. We were told that Z-Pak and azithromycin will not help. But the combination appeared to work, with five testing negative at day three, all six of them tested negative by day six. Now, they say despite the small sample size, their survey shows that hydroxychloroquine treatment is significantly associated with a viral load reduction or disappearance in COVID-19 patients and its effect is reinforced by azithromycin. Two HIV drugs also have been studied as well. There's been one discussion that it might not be as effective. So I think lopinavir and ritonavir has been studied. We're getting kind of mixed results on that. So, you know, pretty cool stuff. You know, should the FDA look into this? Absolutely. Why does the FDA have to look into this? Why can't we just move forward? Because, again, the FDA has strict, you know, guidelines. If something is FDA approved, we could then assume that it is a, you know, it can be used. It can be, you know, it has been tested. There's very few side effects. So, I've never seen the government work this fast. I understand the government is still closed. Right? Is Congress still, like, out until next week? Until early April? Yeah, I get how they had to do the shutdown, but they could be working remotely. I mean, we're all working remotely. How many of you guys just were told go home and just, you know, stay out? No, most of us are working from home. So I'm not really sure what Congress is doing right now. But remember, Easter and spring break isn't really supposed to be for a few weeks. Some people have spring break now, but I mean, Easter's next month. I wonder if they're going to take time off then. So, but you know, we need, unfortunately, government to still be involved. Right? Government being involved is always kind of a catch 22. But if this can work and we do have a medication that we could use, it's important. But again, we do have to be careful about false hope. The FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn, said we cannot provide false hope. Okay, even though they're going to be aggressive, you know, and looking at this, we can't say, you know, that, boom, this works. Now, the other thing, too, that we also have to be very, very careful about is the anecdotal evidence that we get, which sometimes can be the biggest medical breakthrough, and sometimes it could be a dud. So, you know, we've had patients who have said they've used marijuana on their autistic child, or, you know, marijuana for a child with seizures. And so because of those anecdotal stories, we now have Epidiolex, an FDA-approved medication for certain seizures. I say that because it's for Dravet syndrome and certain serious seizure disorders, but it is not FDA-approved for anybody with seizures. So we get this anecdotal evidence, then we try to expand it out and say, okay, well, we're going to use it for this, we're going to use it for this, we're going to use it for this, and unfortunately, there is an art to it. And for some patients, it may work, for some patients, it may not. There's been people that said, I tried it, it didn't work. You know? Just like people say the diet pills didn't work for me, or the antidepressants didn't work for me, or the antibiotic didn't work for me. Sometimes it's different strokes for different folks. So if, you know, if we do feel like we have a medication that could treat, I mean, let's, you know, fast track it, do the studies, make sure there's no long-term effects, you know, do what you have to do. But we also have to make sure that we realize we have to also identify if there is a population where that wouldn't work for. Make sense? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one map I very aggressively watch, you know, to see how we are doing with coronavirus cases is the New York Times interactive map. It is a fantastic map that shows where a lot of the cases are. Unfortunately, each day it gets more populated, and we see more red dots and more red circles. And so, you know, we're still seeing a huge density, of course, on the eastern seaboard, even more pronounced than we would have expected. We would have thought we would have seen more of a density on the west coast. We do. Washington has over 1,000 cases. California has over 800 cases. You definitely see the northwest area of Washington more dense. San Francisco area, Bay Area, California more dense than south. And we'll kind of talk about where we're seeing more and more cases. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Rebel. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.